Y'all financial advisor brands stink and you need to learn how to do it better. Hey, what's up, financial advisors? It's your girl, Sarah, and welcome back to my show. On this podcast, we discuss financial advisor lead generation and marketing topics. I am a CFA charter holder and I used to be a financial advisor, and I am a badass and the best, and I'm better than the rest. So forget about them. Hallelujah. Amen. Financial advisors, don't hide. Just smash that subscribe and let's ride. What's up, financial advisors? Today I have a graphic designer, but not just any graphic designer. She is actually my own graphic designer. I have Natalia Hammond here. What's up, Natty?
Hello, Sarah. Good to be here.
Good to have you home, girl. Now, Natty, let's just, before we get into the show, where are you from?
I am from Colombia, South America.
Muy bien. Yo hablo español también.
Excelente.
But we are going to have to do the rest of the podcast in English. So how did you get here from Colombia?
Well, I moved to New York City in 1999, so you do the math, just fresh out of college and just wanted a change, wanted a different kind of everything, and ventured to the city and ended up being here. Started working for a company in the city, worked there for 12 years, learned a lot, played a lot, had a lot of fun, and here I am.
So did you grow up knowing English?
I studied English in school back in Colombia.
Right. Incredible. Yes.
But my accent still sometimes, you know, played me some tricks.
I love your accent. It's wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, Natty. So let's get into it. The topic of this podcast is financial advisor branding because, you know, it's not the top of everybody's mind, especially for some of you that are doing it all yourselves. You know, it's hard to be consistent and it's hard to really have a brand that looks good and accomplishes its goal, which is what we're going to talk about. Natty's going to tell us all about that. So Natty, let's start off. What is a brand identity?
Okay. So a lot of people think brand identity is your logo, you know, like, oh, I have a logo, I'm all set. Well, brand identity is that plus a lot more. So basically you are communicating, you know, to the world. It's how your brand looks, how it feels, how it speaks to people. It's the way you're communicating with the world and how you're making yourself different from your competition. So it's like, you know, it's like you're talking a new language with your accent, with everything.
Mm-hmm. And so what does a brand identity actually include, though?
Okay, so, you know, a logo itself, it's part of it, but it just doesn't constitute the whole brand identity. When you're designing a brand identity, you need to create a comprehensive visual language, you know, that can be applied.
Ooh, hold on a sec. Hold on, homegirl. I love that. A visual language. Because the way that things look, that graphically, how we appear, it does speak to us just like words do. Yes, homegirl.
That's exactly what you're creating, your visual language. And that's what's going to help you create your own language. It's like your personality, the way you talk to people. It's also, you know, in words, but it's also visually. And that's very important to transmit the message that you're trying to, you know, send out. So it has to be, you know, it has to be a language that can be applied through everything, whether it's your website, your packaging, your social media post, a billboard in the middle of Times Square, it doesn't matter. But so it includes your logo, your colors, your fonts, your photos, your icons, your graphs, charts, you know, everything, you know, that can be translated across all mediums. You're designing a system.
Okay, so talk to me about good brands versus bad brands. How does somebody make sure they're...
So there are some keys, you know, and some ways to create a strong brand identity. So a brand identity needs to work for everybody. First of all, it has to work for you. It has to work for your team members, to the people, you know, whether you're working with a team, people that are creating your content, and it has to work for your customers. So the first aspect is probably, it has to be distinct. It has to stand out among your competition. It has to catch attention. It has to be memorable. You know, it has to create some visual impact, just how we speak, the same, the words, you know, the images and the messages that you're sending out there, they have to create an impact, because at the end of the day, you're trying to create connections. You're trying to engage with people and you're trying to create long lasting relationships. Doesn't matter what your trade is. You want them to be there. You want them, you want you to be there for them. Another key element is it has to be cohesive. Each piece has to complement each other. It's not just because you have your logo, you know, you're all set. You have your fonts, you're all set. No, it's the way they interact and they how they support each other. It's how what it's going to make your brand stronger. And also it has to be easy to apply. You can have a great logo and it can be beautiful, but there's no way to you really use it. You know, it has to be easy to put in a very, very, very small print or in a billboard. It has to translate well. So those are basically the keys, you know, to build a strong brand identity.
So how does somebody go about doing that?
There's a process. You know, brand identity is not something that just happens, you know, overnight. Okay, so there are actually a few steps that to follow the process on how to build a brand identity. The first one, it's probably building a brand strategy. What it is, it's you're building a detailed plan that outlines what you are trying to achieve. It's your purpose, your vision, your mission, your values, pretty much it's your personality. And I like to say like, these are the concepts that you're gonna hold on to throughout everything that you're gonna do. These concepts are, let's say, for example, you wanna be badass, you wanna be straightforward, you wanna be strong, you wanna be direct, you wanna be fresh, you wanna be young. All those concepts you're gonna hold on to them. And based on them, you're gonna pick your fonts, you're gonna pick your colors, you're gonna design your logo. And that's actually the way you're gonna transmit your message. If you don't have that clear, then you really don't know what you're going to say or how you're going to do it. And you're not going to create a difference. You're not going to be memorable. You're not going to have your own personality if you don't know what those core, that's like the soul. Like that's your soul. You have to attach to that. You have to hold on to that.
Go ahead. Keep going.
All right, so that's like the first step. The second step is you have to know your audience. You have to know your customers. You have to understand their needs. You want to understand what they want, what they don't like, their values, where they go. You have to know who you're engaging with, because if you don't, then you know it's not gonna make a difference. You know, you have to know what they need and what they don't need, and that's where you're gonna have you're going to understand a way to get through them and to really have some echo, you know, because you want to keep them engaged. The next step will be identifying your competition. And this is also important. And it's not about copying or, you know, doing the same they are. It's you want to be different. You don't want to be just one more. You want to be different. You want to be you. You want to create an impact regardless of your field. You want to be visible, you want to be relevant, unique. And if you don't know them, then you're kind of, you know, you could possibly be one of them or by chance just be different, but it gives you a stronger core. It gives you a stronger floor to step on. Like for example, if you do some research, let's say in banks or how they talk to people. So you're going to start noticing they're using probably the same colors. They're using a lot of blue or the kind of fonts. Are they conservative or are they, you know, a little bit more fresh because they're kind of trying to engage younger customers. If you understand that and you start kind of classifying what the visual elements are, you're going to find a door for you. So most of them use blue. So do I want to keep using blue or do I want to go with orange? Maybe, you know, and also always, always, always keeping in mind your concepts, because that's what's going to give you a strong floor to keep walking forward. And then once you have that information kind of gathered, then there comes the fun part, and the challenging part also is when you start designing your individual elements, when you start designing your logo, picking your colors, picking your fonts. And also you have to remember each element is part of a system. You know, something doesn't work by itself. The logo can be great itself, but it's they all talk together. They all kind of collaborate in the same effort. So you cannot forget one another. So let's say you start with your logo, and then once you based on your concepts again, then you go and you move to pick your color palette. And when picking colors, it's something that you want to keep it clean and you want to keep it flexible. Always based on this concepts that you establish at first. This is your personality. If you don't know what you want to be or what you want to grow up to, then you don't know what your path is going to be. So this is actually very helpful, you know, when you're creating this. In terms of color, you want to keep, you know, your main colors, your basic main color palette, whether it's 1, 2, 3, sometimes you don't need more than that. And then your complementary color palette, because you want to have the flexibility to work around it. Sometimes people think, this is going to be a little boring, you know, always going to be using this, but you can make it playful without losing yourself, you know, keeping contained, being, you know, keeping it together within that those margins actually is going to make it stronger rather than boring. And the same goes for your fonts, you know, keep your concepts. If you're strong, if you're bold, if you're direct, this is key to pick your fonts. This is how you're talking to the people, you know, and sometimes I like to limit, you know, there are font families, a font family, let's say Times New Roman, very common for everybody. That's a family. It's not just the name of the font. A family means it comes in bold, it comes in italic, it comes in regular, and it's just one family. Sometimes that's all you need. Or if you're going to be a little bit more expressive or, you know, adventurous, you can go, I won't suggest using more than 3, you know, family fonts. You want to make sure that they differentiate enough between one another, because if they're not different enough, then what's the point of having more, you know? And you want to keep in mind that they need to be, again, don't forget, always within those concepts, your personality. You want to establish some hierarchy, you know, this is my primary font, and this is how I'm going to use it. This is the font that I use for my titles only. And this is the secondary font that I'm going to use for the body of, let's say you're doing a social media post. If you keep those things consistent, your fonts and your titles are always going to be in this same font, kind of the same way. That's how people are going to start recognizing you. That's how people are going to start noticing you and understanding your language. And sometimes they don't even read, but they just look at your post and, oh, that's Sarah. Or that's, you know, so and so firm. That's what, you know, you want to keep that, you know, straightforward and clear. And it's, again, it's a design, it's a system. So it's not just having the logo, the colors and these elements, it's how they interact with each other. And you want to keep it consistent. You want to keep it coherent, you know, throughout your message, throughout all your presentation. Same thing goes for pictures, for photography, for illustration, for icons, for graphics, for charts, flow charts, or anything. It's very important to determine and identify clear guidelines about the type of images that you're going to use. Are they going to be black and white? Are they going to be color? Are they going to be backgrounds? Are they going to be just, you know, people? It's all about storytelling. You want to keep it also, it's very important, you know, don't forget you're designing a system. It's not just the elements. And this comes also important for the kind of images that you're using, the photography, the illustration, the graphics, the charts. It's about how all these elements interact and with each other and provide a consistent and coherent message. It's all about storytelling. It's the way that you're telling your message, and every single element of your social media post or your catalog, your website, your podcast, everything, it's telling a message about with your own personality, with your language. So it's very important to determine the and identify clear guidelines about the type of images that you're using. Am I going to stick to black and white pictures? Am I going to stick to this kind of illustration? Am I going to stick to just nature backgrounds or these colors? And again, it can start sounding like, oh my God, everything is going to look the same and it's going to look boring and people are just going to, no, because you have a system flexible enough to provide you with enough elements to be able to keep telling a story in a fun way or in a very clear way based on, again, those concepts that you establish at the very beginning of your journey to keep sending your message. And they can all be playful and useful within your guidelines and giving you a consistent style and a very uniform language.
All right, so now I'm going to ask you some funny questions, Natty.
Go for it.
Do you think financial advisor brands stink?
Yes, I do, with my accent and everything.
So why are financial advisor brands so bad?
I think people are just starting to realize the importance of design and to present themselves out there, probably before it wasn't as important. It was all about the message they wanted to convey, but not the form. But everything works together. Everything, you know, one thing helps the other get stronger. You know, maybe design was something more artistic and financial advisor was something very serious and very math oriented. And maybe a lot of people think they just don't really mix together. But I think nowadays, especially with social media and with all the channels of communication, everybody is understanding that pretty much everything out there is connected, you know, and there's a way to support each other and embrace each other and help each other to transmit whatever the message is. So I think it's just a matter of understanding, you know, where I stand and the message try to send that message in a better, clear way.
I've also heard that people should set up a brand guide. What's a brand guide? Can you define that?
It's like a brand guide. It's like a manifest. It's like the book where everything we discussed is kind of imprinted, you know, like you want to be able to give those concepts and you want to be able to transfer that knowledge and that language to somebody else. Let's say you have a team member or a new designer that you want to work with and you're happy with your brand. And those are like, it's like a Bible, you know, it's like the directory of how to navigate your plane. You know, these are the instructions. So these are my fonts. These is the do's and the don'ts. It's the whole, it's like your manual. It's your manual with what you should do, what you should not do, your colors, what are your vision, your mission, your concepts. You have to understand it. And it's important to have that guide because you're going to be able to pass it over to other team members, people you're going to collaborate with. So your message and your brand and your identity and your logo and your colors and your are still the same. So everybody has to be on point and understand that. So it doesn't matter who's doing it, the result, it's going to be the same message, the same strength, the same colors. You see it a lot. You see a lot of social media posts or even catalogs that sometimes they change from one person to the other and you completely notice somebody else did it. And that's not a good thing because you have to do it for the brand, for the project, for your language, you know, to be consistent, again, consistent and cohesive. So it's very important to have the guidelines, like the
right.
It's very important. You have to have that.
Yeah. So all y'all financial advisors that are working with like a web designer, you're doing a new website, you're starting on social media, you hired a new person to do your marketing, you should have that brand guide and you should give it to them. And unless you want to rebrand, you should be holding those elements consistent. The person should be able to take those elements with you, with them. Okay, Natty. So thanks so much for being on the show today. And if someone wants to reach you, how can they reach you?
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure. They can always go to my website. It's nataliahammett.com. I'm sure you're going to put it in your postcard somewhere.
So hold on. Natalia is actually with an H.
NATHALIAHAMID.com.
Okay. So that's how they can reach you. And I will also put our contact information here. This is not any kind of an endorsement here. I'll just say I'm a satisfied customer. And I think a lot of the people that bought my books, so a few people were commenting too that they did like the cover. So Natty, thanks for being on the show. And everybody, please rate, subscribe, and review this podcast.